President Trump is in Atlanta today for the RX Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit with doctors, addiction experts, state officials, a day after federal prosecutors brought the first criminal charges against a drug distributor. New York's Rochester Drug Cooperative has agreed to pay a $20 million fine. Yesterday, the company was charged with a scheme to distribute high volumes of oxycodone, fentanyl, and other addictive opioids to pharmacies, knowing they'd be sold to people with no medical need for them. Stephen Dudley is an addictionologist and addiction psychiatrist at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta. Dr. Dudley, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with some of the other legal aspects of the drug crisis right now. Other trials going on, a huge bundled one in Ohio. One lawsuit alleges that McKesson Corp., another distributor, shipped 3 million pills to one West Virginia pharmacy over 10 months in a town with 4,000 people. So obviously other people are coming in because they know they can get drugs there. Do you hope that the distributor role is a topic in this conference?
Well, I definitely hope it will be a topic in this conference. I think, you know, until there are, you know, big penalties and substantial penalties for the distributors, we're going to continue to have a problem because we're going to continue to have easier access and thus higher overdoses and greater fatality rates.
Not just easier access, but what we're seeing from some of these lawsuits is accusations that, you know, the families behind, for instance, Purdue Pharmacy, the Sackler family, which is one of the richest in the country, which has reportedly made over $4 billion in opioid profits in a little over 10 years. When you are seeing these, what are you as a psychiatrist and someone who treats people with these often fatal addictions, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, it's completely unethical, first of all. You know, but again, what I would say is they have a vested interest, secondary and subsequent to profits received by trying to market their products to a greater degree. However, I think when the risks become greater than the benefits, that being greater penalties and, you know, just greater litigation in response to their profits, that's what's going to change things.
Yeah.
However, they have no interest really to stop doing what they're doing because they're making profits without penalty.
How about the doctors who were seduced by some of these companies with dinners, with other incentives?
You know, the drug industry and pharmaceutical reps certainly have enticed doctors. And I would say, I mean, tricked is a great word, you know, kind of fooled doctors into thinking that these medications were safer than in fact they actually were. And, you know, they actually can be deadly often. So, but here at Emory University, we don't even allow pharm reps for that exact reason, because sometimes, you know, they can be unethical and can, like you said, seduce and entice practitioners into using medications that aren't safe, aren't efficacious.
Well, do you think there is a point now where maybe this should be part of a conference like this? Doctors, you know, maybe who feel that they were tricked and seduced by dealers or coached in how to avoid that?
Oh, no question. And I think, you know, we're in the works in doing that now. I think that's one reason why Emory University doesn't allow pharmaceutical reps, at least, you know, in the psychiatric venue here. So, you know, we're already doing that. But I definitely think that should be part of the conference today, no question about it, because at the end of the day, it's not the the pharmaceutical companies or the reps who are prescribing these medications. Yeah. It's the doctors who are either prescribing them or not.
Well, and President Trump is visiting the conference today. Past presidents have also been to the summit. President Trump has called the opioid crisis a public health emergency. He's called for harsher penalties for drug traffickers, including the death penalty. We've heard from opioid addicts who've said, well, don't forget that often the dealer started as and is still a user. Your thoughts on, you know, how to penalize people lower down on the distribution chain?
Well, I definitely believe that there should be harsh penalties for distributors and drug traffickers. However, I agree with you, you know, for people who have the disease of opioid use disorder or dependence or addiction, I think there should be more mitigating and extenuating circumstances, you know, even if they are traffickers, because it is a disease. And sometimes addicts will sell to provide for their habit, no question. But, you know, I think unless you can be proven to having the disease or addiction, that there should be harsher penalties. But for actual patients, there should be mitigating and extenuating circumstances where the penalties would not be quite as harsh, particularly quite as harsh as death.
As somebody who studies addictions and treats people with them, what do you think will work?
Well, I would like expanded access to treatment. Particularly, you know, we use a lot of buprenorphine in my clinic. And right now, you need a special license and, you know, just to be able to prescribe it. And even with the license, you have a quota where you can only have, you can only take on 100 patients. And under special circumstances, you can only see 275 patients to prescribe them buprenorphine. I think just easier access and more access to substance abuse treatment, I think that would help tremendously. And just giving incentives, you know, for providers to be able to provide the requisite medications to help those suffering from the disease of opioid use disorder, particularly buprenorphine. It can help addicts as far as, you know, their disease, you know, it can decrease their cravings. But it's a medication that's so highly regulated, so few doctors are, you know, they're just not able to prescribe it.
That's Stephen Dudley, addictionologist and addiction psychiatrist at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, which is hosting the RX Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. Dr. Dudley, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.